I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers, readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence, digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic. I present to you,
the boys!
And now, our feature presentation.
You know it is Saturday night, or actually Saturday evening. Let's get it right here. It's not nighttime yet. It's still daytime outside. The sun is shining. The moon is not out yet, but we are here live on Talk Radio 1190. It is the Boys Power Hour right now that leads off. This is the Boys Media Network Takeover. Right now, for the next 2 hours, you're under our control. You got this Boys Media, you got this Boys Power Hour right now. After us, it's Local Lounge with Zach Killian. Yes, he's back after a couple of week layoff of new shows, and he's got a couple of great people he's interviewing tonight. What's going to be on Zach Killian's good show there, Jimmy?
What do we have tonight for Zach Killian? Well, we have Richard Haskins and Lydia Lowe.
Hey, Richard Haskins, Lydia Lowe on the Local Lounge. But right now, you're dealing with the boys. I'm positive, see. To my left is Cassie Hollywoods Wilson.
Hey, hey.
To my right, you just heard him. It's Jim the Brain Box Stormquist. And then in the producer's chair, and I would like to say that's actually the captain's swivel chair or the engineering room.
I'm in the ice box.
You're Scotty.
A bubble.
You're Scotty. Yay. Beam me up, Scotty. That's Will Violet or Shotwell. Where's the boys? We're going to have a good time today. We have a lot of, we got an interesting show. This is going to be probably the way this show runs for a little bit with only half positive C.
Because I have to go. It's the most prepared show we've ever had.
Yeah, I would. You know what? We don't like hyperbole here on the boys. We like to make sure it's everything's as factual as possible and to the point as possible. But yes, this is probably the most best prepared show that we've ever had. And you only get half of me. I'll be gone. I got to go hang out at the Ridgely room a little bit later and go do some stuff. But we have a lot of good content before and after I leave. Starting off with huge topic in the city of Arlington.
Bum, bum, bum.
Smoking. Yeah, that's right, guys. There was a smoking ban that was supposed to be passed over the past week.
No way.
And it didn't happen because in front of another overflow crowd of partisans, the Arlington City Council on Tuesday tabled a vote to extend the city's smoking ban to include nightclubs, bowling centers, pool halls, sexually oriented businesses,
strip clubs,
and other workplaces currently allowing smoking under the exemption.
Or modeling studios.
No. Oh, okay, so you're happy about this there, Will? You started off with this question. How do you guys actually feel about there being a smoking ban in the great city of Agtown?
It's horrible. It shouldn't be a thing. So it shouldn't be allowed. I'm sorry, but it's just the infringement of government on the small business and big business. And I don't think that your government should be able to tell businesses how to manage themselves, let alone your government should be able to tell you what you can and can't put into your body.
Agreed. I think that this specific thing should be left up to the specific business itself and not a government-mandated thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I mean, me personally, I don't smoke, so like, I wouldn't want to be sitting next to someone who does smoke, but at the same time, if I'm in a place that I know someone's going to smoke, I wouldn't complain. You know, you put yourself in that situation.
You don't have to go
to a club or a bowling. Exactly. You put yourself in that situation. You could easily not go or go somewhere else that has a smoking ban.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks if I had to work somewhere, and then it changed. I went from a place that was non-smoking to smoking. That would be a little annoying for me because I'm an employee. But at the same time, if it really bothered me, I would just quit and find another job.
I don't personally, I think kind of it's not, they're not telling you what to put in your body. They're in telling you where. And I think that's actually a part.
Where to put it in your body?
But they're making it difficult so that people who do smoke less. Like, they're making it as inconvenient as possible for someone who smokes cigarettes mm-hmm. to move outside to smoke.
That's an infringement of their personal right.
Yeah.
Is it? No, I mean, honestly, is it? I mean, it's the government's job to put things in place that protect either the citizens that are out or give the citizens that are out the best possible, you know, advantage or, you know, lifestyle they possibly can. So if a majority of people aren't smoking, why would it not be smart for a government to go, hey, you know what, we should go ahead and ban this because it's only a small percentage that are doing it anyway.
Okay, so you're saying that you have to take by making that decision, you can no longer smoke in bars where most of the people who are going to bars, 75 to 80% of people who are sitting in a bar drinking are smoking as well. You're telling that 80% of those people can no longer smoke while they're drinking. They're not going to go there anymore.
There are plenty of bars in both Dallas and Fort Worth that don't allow smoking that people go to and frequent. It's not a closer. It can be a Big Dipper thing, but it's not going to be a closer.
It will be for the smaller bars, like the little dive bars that don't get as much business where they've got a bunch of regulars.
Ah, and here's another thing on the topic tree, guys, when it comes to this. Now, yes, it could do that. It could also do that for bigger bars if they go along with the what's actually in the original plan, which is a 50 feet smoking ban. Not even be able to smoke outside of the of whatever venue they're at, whatever bar, or whatever.
Like not even on the patio.
Not even on the patio. Do you think
that's
that
in a lot of places
would affect it more than just a non-smoking inside ban?
Absolutely, because at least like out in Dallas and Fort Worth, wherever you can't smoke inside, you can at least go outside. Even though you're right next to the door, it doesn't matter. You can at least go outside to go smoke. However, with this new ban being 50 feet away from it, you have to basically stand out in the rain, go across the parking lot so you can smoke, and that's gonna kill business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that.
I don't remember Arlington being Nazi Germany is my thing. You know, like tell me where I can and can't do things and how to live my life. Like,
yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to segregate the smokers and non-smokers. And it's because non-smokers are angry people. You have nothing, you know, like, you ever sat in the smoking section of an IHOP? It's like a party back there. You ever sat in the non-smoking section of an IHOP?
It sucks.
It's like a hurricane blew through and everybody's just trying to survive Katrina for like 2 hours.
That's because there's only like a little glass divider in between the smoking and non-smoking, so the smoke still gets over there. The smoking section in IHOP is one of the most pathetic things in the world.
And I'll give you that. Okay, I do not think IHOP needs a smoking section. However, Waffle House
is a smoking section. What are you talking about?
The whole thing of Waffle House is a smoking section.
Waffle House and people are smoking.
I'm putting out cigarettes
waffles.
And waffles because that's their ashtray.
Actually, if the cook isn't smoking at Waffle House, I go to a different Waffle House.
Right?
It's not going to be a good Waffle House.
It's not a good Waffle House unless the cook is actually
two
like
roaches
smoking a cigarette.
And someone smoking. Yeah, the cook smoking.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, honestly, guys, I'm not that opposed to it. I smoke cigarettes very, very rarely. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I would like to see something happen to where we can make a compromise. And I think that's why they tabled this idea. Very quickly, what do you think that the best change to something like a non-smoking ban could be made to make it acceptable to the rest of the bars? What do you think should change in this proposed plan?
Oh, man.
I'm content with doing like what Dallas does. You're not allowed to smoke inside, but you can step outside onto a patio or something like that, and you're more than capable of doing that. I think that's an acceptable compromise.
Yeah.
Every establishment creates a smoking patio.
Yeah.
And it might only be like 6 feet big or, you know, 6x6, but you'd still have more people out there than you would anywhere else.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, there's a few nightclubs that actually have a patio with cover so people can walk outside to smoke in the rain or any kind of weathering without it being discomfort to them.
What I'm finding out is they're actually including e-cigarettes in this ban as well.
Yeah, that's really strange too.
Yeah, that's what I thought was strange. Yeah.
I don't find it strange because e-cigarettes are the devil. Have you ever seen people who power vape? Like, I swear, it's like they have their own fog machine.
That's how I found DWB at South by So What, by the way. I was standing up there waiting to see the cloud.
For the big fog cloud?
Yeah. I was looking for a guy in shorts to the cloud.
Well, we will not forget about the cloud that's hanging over the heads of ESPN right now, because they had just hired to fire about 100 people. We're going to go over that list and a bunch more here on the Zaboy's Power Hour here on Talk Radio 1190. Call 214 or 817-787-1190. Join in the conversation. We'll be back after this.
Woo.
The Jeff Krilley Show, Saturday morning at 11 on Talk Radio 1190. Join Jeff as he talks about trending topics and interviews newsmakers with the secrets to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's The Jeff Krilley Show, Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 1190.
Guess how many Americans are unhappy employees? More than half. Maybe they're like Michael, who is going nowhere, working for peanuts as a utility company security guard. Then Michael went to My Computer Career and ditched that rent-a-cop whistle for an IT career in less than 6 months. So if you're unhappy, see if the computer industry is for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. At My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months, even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited and financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so go take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me. 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I almost messed that up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the boys here on Talk Radio 1190. Now it is time for the one, the only positive C to take you into, what is it?
Yeah, this is not the boys' Grand Slam Sports. This is not the boys' Grand Slam Sports. I repeat, this is not the boys' Grand Slam Sports.
Why not?
But we are going to talk about a sports-type topic, and I'm going to do it in the voice of Bill Cosby because it's the voice I was starting to do anyway with the Jell-O pudding doom-doom-doo. We're going to talk about the greatness of ESPN doom-doom-doom and ESPN having to fire how many people? 100 people.
100, ooh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah, that's more than Bill Cosby ever, you know, put to sleep and took to bed. But anyway.
You sure?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know the official numbers. But yeah, we're going to talk about the greatness of ESPN and how they had to lay off a whole bunch of people. But we're going to talk about this in a different kind of way because, yeah, there's a long list of nice names that got let go. In fact, let's start this off by going over this list of high-profile names that ESPN had to go ahead and Old Yeller. We'll start with, a Cowboys favorite. For all those people who know the Dallas Cowboys, you know the greatness of Ed Werder, NFL expert. He gone.
Aww.
Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl-winning quarterback, NFL analyst. He gone.
Bye-bye.
NBA reporter Mark Stein, Mark Cuban's least favorite human being in the world. He gone.
Headshot.
Dave Lombardi, NFL and college football analyst. He is a great draft guy. Good job, Dave Lombardi. Go find yourself a new job. Hey, a couple of old baseball players from the 90s and 2000s, Raul Ibanez and Doug Glanville. They gone. Bye-bye. Find a new job. Oh, a couple of local guys. My favorite is John Jock Taylor. He worked for ESPN Dallas. He's actually the only guy I saw fired from ESPN Dallas. Thank God. Bye-bye, John Jock. And Calvin Watkins. He used to cover the Mavericks. Now he's in Houston covering the Rockets for ESPN Houston. No, he's not. He is fired.
200 points.
Those are just the big names. There are more big names. So
I got all the ducks, right?
Yeah, all those ducks are gone. Now here is the real topic point. Have we reached the ceiling for sports media money? Have we finally gotten to the point to where the billion-dollar industries of ESPN and Fox Sports and NBC Sports and CBS Sports, they finally cannot pay these very high-profile and very expensive anchors? Do you think we've reached that finally?
Yeah, but I don't even think it's just sports. I think it's almost all media, all news media especially. I mean, you're talking about with the way the technology is now, you can find the information from sources everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can find highlights. You can find stories. So people don't need to have it directly played out to them and have someone that they, I guess, have grown to trust tell them that story. Although that says a lot, too, because you think about it, you can find it from a lot of very, very shady sources now as well. So you really don't know what you can even believe. So that's where your give and take, I think, come into play. It sucks to see this happen, but it's also necessary at this point.
Yeah, but it's risky. I mean, we already get false news. Now we're going to get false stats. That's going to suck.
Yeah, now we're going to be paying attention to what Deadspin and Barstool Sports. Oh, crap.
But I think that's what they want. I think that's what they want. I think they're doing this on purpose. Think about it. I mean, you're forced to watch the news because you can't trust everything you read on the internet. It's going to eventually come back.
But you can't trust the news either.
I know. You can't trust anything.
But that's the thing with sports. Sports is a very hard thing to fake. You either saw it happen or you follow the stats yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's where the kicker is going to come into play. All it is they're creating capital room. So it's just like basically all ESPN did is went through, cut all these big names that were costing them money, like, I don't know, how the Cowboys do with Tony Romo.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and just pick up fresh young talent and pay them a lot less.
Yeah. Yes, right out of – so all these people who are, you know, doing local sports in places and, you know, small little guys right out of college, you know what I mean? They're going to start picking those guys up.
Yeah.
And those guys are going to get paid, what, 45%, 50%, 75% less than the big names they just let go?
Yeah, they'll have starting salaries of $32,000 a year.
Hey, doesn't they count like us?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they can find people who want to do it for free. But here's the thing now. So sports media is a multi-billion dollar industry that I've always tried to figure out how it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Because, yes, advertising is one thing, but what are the actual advertising? Who's actually making the money? Because stations pay leagues or they pay teams for the rights to broadcast their events. How are stations going to be able to, like, okay, ESPN for the example, they have an app where they play basically every college basketball game that's being played that whatever day, right? Yeah. They have to pay every single broadcaster a little amount of money or a lot amount of money to play these games and then broadcast those. How are they making enough advertising money for Western Michigan versus Central Michigan that to pay for everything, you know what I mean? Especially offer amateur athletics, which ESPN is a giant broadcaster of amateur athletics from when it comes to college games, when it comes to like track and field, stuff like that. You know, that's huge for what they do. How do they pay for that?
They're gambling on how much they can sell their advertising for.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
And now we've figured out you can't sell all that advertising for all that money and pay all these people.
You can't anymore.
No.
You could back 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. The thing is now you can't because what do? When you watch something on TV or you watch something on an app, the first option you have to skip it, you skip it.
Yes, you skip the ad.
You pre-record it with TiVo.
Yeah.
Yep, that's awful.
Fast forward through all your commercials, and if an ad pops up on something you're watching, it gets you watch about 5 seconds of it, and then you go, skip ad.
Yeah, so
that's where it got screwed. Yep. Because they can't charge as much for advertising anymore because it's not quite as valuable because mm-hmm. they can't guarantee that the people who are watching are going to pay attention to it.
And no one does. I mean, when's the last time? What's the last ad you watched?
So why would you spend $15,000 on a 1 minute ad during this game whenever you know maybe 5% of the people who are watching the game are actually going to pay attention mm-hmm. to it?
All right, Cassie, as a non-sports watcher, but you're kind of
football fan. I watch football.
You watch football. Okay. So a good example, the NFL. They are the big juggernaut of everything.
Oh, yeah.
They have their own network.
Yeah.
But yet they still are getting money. I think $1 billion or something like that.
I have no idea, but it's a lot of money.
From ESPN to really only have access to one game a week, which is their Monday night game. And then I think they get one of the playoff games. Mm-hmm. That's it. They have a giant conch. So they've been paying out all this money to an entity, to the NFL, just like Fox has paid all this money. So the hogs are getting fat when it comes to the leagues, and they're sucking dry the media outlets. How do you think we could change that? What do you think needs to happen? What do you think media outlets need to do to make sure that they're not falling into the trap that MTV did, where they had to completely go away from their original format, do something completely different because they knew their advertising wasn't going to sell with that format?
Oh, man, I have no idea how they would fix that problem at all. I mean, they could make their ads shorter. That would always help, and less of them.
Which they've done already, too.
Which would be a pain in the butt. I mean, instead of sitting there watching 10 minutes of commercials before the next round comes on, it would be nice just to watch like 30 seconds.
Well, you got to think about this. There's a lot of just freeze frame ads in sports now too, where they're like, the game's brought to you by Bridgestone Tires and things like that.
Yeah, most people don't consider those.
And then a Bridgestone Tire commercial comes on.
Yeah. They're little billboards. That's all they are.
Exactly. And then you've also got the whole fact that sports have a very irregular cut for commercials. It's not you watch 5 minutes of gameplay, jump over to like 5 minutes of commercials, come back. It could be you see 30 seconds of them doing a tip-off or something,
yeah.
And then it cuts to 5 minutes of commercial or 2 minutes of commercial. Then it comes back and you get some gameplay. Oh, there's a foul. Okay, everybody stop.
Yep.
Okay, we're going back to commercial. Now come back.
That is true and untrue because a lot of TV broadcasts will take TV timeouts.
You know what? I totally can see what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Not to interrupt you, but the Truman Show, that movie where they didn't have commercials, they did product placement throughout the whole series,
which eventually, is also a big thing in sports as well.
Yeah, eventually, you know, I think that's what's just going to end up happening. We're gonna have like random people pop up on TV and just be like, "This device was amazing, and this is how I used it for the smoothies, the tea, and drinks."
What if they treat it like radio? Because radio has their whatever announcers, they go ahead and they read off a live read spot, like in between innings, especially with baseball. In between innings, they'll go ahead and read a live read spot. So with football, they'll go ahead and I think that's almost where we're headed to where our broadcasters are all of a sudden going to be advertisers too.
Well, that's kind of the same thing you're doing whenever you've got like that the big billboard right before the next down of, you know, football,
yes.
Whenever they're doing Bridgestone or whatever. Mm. It may not be a live read. Sometimes it is, but they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And radio does it too. I mean, it's a bit more hidden in radio because of the way it's formatted. There's no visual. You only hear the person's voice that you're going to hear for the rest of the thing. So it's kind of it's almost hidden.
Like, yeah.
And we're also cheaper on radio too.
We are.
You don't have to see us. Yeah. So they could definitely be able to go, "Hey, you're going
to
do this. You're going
to
read
off
this
live for our looks."
Yeah. And but the TV guys like, "Why am I? I'm not using my voice to sell your product. If they're not going to see me, I'm on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I doing this? Like, hey, have the camera on me whenever they do the product placement. You're asking me to sell your product." So I just really think that we're about to see a rash of this. We already see CBS Radio letting go of their sports stations, what they just created, their whole sports empire. They're selling off of their radio, and that's crazy. So we're seeing the bottom fall out. So don't be surprised within 5 years if all of a sudden these college football programs that are up top making all this money all of a sudden start finding themselves in bankruptcy issues and maybe trouble with their state laws because all that money is coming from somewhere. But where exactly?
Or they're all transitioned to app concepts where you specifically subscribe to their app to watch their games and that's it.
If you want to specifically hear us, you can go to zboysmedia.podbean.com. You can go to zboysmedia. You can go to facebook.com/zboysmedia on Facebook, at zboysmedia on Twitter, and you can find all our stuff here. I got to go to the Ridgely. These guys are going to take you home. Jimmy, what do you have in the next little half of Zboys?
Coming up, man, we're going to run through the trend like the normal, and then we'll come back maybe after that with a little bit of word games. We like to do our word games, but stick around.
Lay on words.
Because we're going to have some fun.
This is Pete the Fast Greek, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, heard every Sunday live from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 1190. When the races are over, we're just getting started with the latest news and results from NASCAR, NHRA, the IndyCar Series, and what's going on right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth racing scene. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
It's hard to get fit if you're totally bored with your workout routine. 24-Hour Fitness has more ways to motivate you. From incredible equipment, to lap pools and basketball, to challenging classes that are all included with membership. Find more ways to build strength, more ways to burn calories, more ways to lift your day from ordinary to extraordinary. Do more with your 24. Join 24-Hour Fitness today. Facilities, classes, and amenities vary. Not all clubs open 24 hours.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason. For a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind: deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores, and we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today. Simply go to Casper.com and use code MEDIA to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code MEDIA at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
With the free iHeartRadio app, you can type in the name of your favorite artist and get a station full of their biggest hits and singular artists just for you. Songs handpicked by people, fellow music fans. As you thumb songs up or down, we personalize the station to fit you better. It's that easy. Type in the name of an artist and let us get to work. The easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download our free iHeartRadio app today.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back.
This
she
is Talk Radio 1190, away. And you have Zboys. You know, I'm Hollywoods with your host, The Brain Box.
Oh. Show sabotage is busting the scene. Bye, guys. I'll see you later. Show sabotage.
Bye, Chris. Oh, bye, goodness. Positive scene.
Why did you sound so far away when you shouted that?
Oh, okay, you pulled back.
I got far away from
the
microphone.
Yeah, we probably just blew the compressors. Well, guys, it's time for the trend. That was Positive C heading out. He's got to go run a show tonight. He's doing great things at the Ridgely these days. Guys, you definitely check out that in Fort Worth and you get a chance. But like I said, it is time for the trend. If you want to join in, you know the number. It's 214 or 817-787-1190. Going into our first hashtag. Ooh. Hashtag orange is the new hack. A hacker known as the Dark Overlord has allegedly stolen the upcoming season of Orange is the New Black. and asked for a ransom to prevent the series from being leaked before its June 9th release. So the question, what's the dumbest thing you would pay a ransom for?
Is it real or non-fictional?
What do you mean?
Could it be a fictional character, creature, thing?
Yeah, it could be anything.
There's I would totally pay a ransom for a unicorn, but that is about it.
The unicorn blood, it'll let you live forever?
Mm. Yes. Mm.
Violet, you got anything you'd pay a ransom for?
The cheapest or most expensive?
What's the dumbest thing you would pay
the
a ransom
dumbest thing?
For? I mean, you can go cheapest or expensive as well.
Well, I guess the cheapest thing would be... I don't know. I did not think about this question
grapes.
Too much.
Would you pay a ransom for your girlfriend?
Well, obviously.
Okay, there you go. I mean, that's not a dumb thing, so...
Hey, all right. If somebody stole my bottle of peach vodka, I might would pay a little bit for that.
That's a dumb ransom. Way to go. Personally, I think I'd pay... A ransom for Sheldon Stone in there. He just walked in. Hey there, sexy. No, I'm kidding. I'd probably pay a ransom probably for the gold nugget I lost back in like 7th grade.
You lost a gold nugget?
Yeah, I used to wear it on a chain around my neck.
Well, why'd you do that?
I was a cholo kid, man.
Cholo!
No, I just, it was like one of the last things my grandfather gave me. And I don't know, I just lost it one day on a rainy day and... So I've never found that. I'd pay a small ransom for it.
Just to get it back?
Yeah, just to have it back, the sentimental value.
I don't blame you. Yeah, the sentimental value thing is like...
But that to me isn't dumb. That's kind of, like you said, sentimental value. That to me is something that would be important.
Yeah, but it's dumb because it's been like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, since you were in the 7th grade.
20 or something years. Yeah, I don't even remember. Okay, going on to the next hashtag. Hashtag Big and Tinder. The world's last male northern white rhino is now a swipeable option on Tinder. But no, he won't get you hooked on the horn.
Aww.
Instead, are you sure?
I would hope not. He doesn't have much of a horn, actually.
Did he get cut off?
It looks like it.
That's awful.
Instead of
damn poachers.
Instead, if you swipe right on it, it allows you to make a donation to, and I know I'm going to screw this up, Ol Pejeta Conservancy. Or Pejeta. P-E-G-A-E-T-A.
Pejeta?
To save, it'll let you make a donation to save the white rhino. So my question is, what would you swipe right for?
Oh, a dog.
You'd swipe right to save a dog?
I would swipe right to save anything. Like, I'm one of those people. I would
donate.
You
swipe right on everything?
I would donate, but if it was a person or anything, no.
Mr. Stone, thank you for joining us. What would you swipe right on?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
You know what? I am a dog, but...
Bow wow.
You know, if it's a good cause.
Sorry. Getting out of hand here.
Well, y'all know me. I like cats.
You do like cats.
Especially like big cats.
Big
so
cats.
Like manes?
Not wide cats or long cats. Wow. I'm talking just kitty cats in general. You know, like pussy cats.
Yeah.
And I just like pussy cats.
Aww.
So you swipe right.
I'd swipe right on the pussy cat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Stone, you got anything?
I would swipe right for a date with Chris Evans. That's what I would swipe right for.
I'm just remembering that his cat has more Instagram followers than him.
This is true.
Yeah, that's true.
It is
yes,
true.
Cabin does have more Instagram followers than the Violator.
I actually follow Cabin, no lie.
Yeah, I do too. He's pretty hot.
Well, he hadn't taken any pictures lately, but you did see the one where he took a picture of himself very provocatively, right?
Uh-huh. You painted him like a French girl almost.
No, he painted himself as
true,
a French girl.
True.
Naughty kitty.
I think I'd just swipe right for boobies. I'm not going to lie. Like breast care awareness. That's what I'd swipe right for.
Save the tatas.
Uh-huh, exactly. Or maybe maybe the prostate. But no, probably faster to save the tatas.
Tatas is better.
Okay, let's move along.
I have my own, thanks.
Hashtag flash fire. A luxury music festival created by Ja Rule and Company, known as the Fire Festival, quickly became hell on earth for the upper class after it went to rapidly. I don't know what that meant.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, sorry, it grew too rapidly. That's what I meant by there. I messed a word there. So the creators have now apologized and are issuing refunds to all guests. Question, would you have wanted to experience the first annual Hunger Games?
That's basically what this
was.
Yeah,
that's the comparison everyone's making, is that it became the Hunger Games for the rich.
No.
You don't want to be there?
Man, I'm a fat kid. You think I'm going to run in some Hunger Games? Uh-uh.
I mean, it's kind of like Zombieland. The fat people did go first.
Well, oh, that's so mean, guys.
I'm just saying in the movie that was the reference. I don't agree with
so
that.
The thing that people are saying basically is that they set up these really bad, non-luxurious tents that look like they were straight out of whenever we
glammy.
Have a disaster.
They were glam camping?
Well, they were no, that's the thing. They weren't. They thought
it was
they
supposed
were going
to be a real big deal. And yeah. Everything went to S.
They were supposed to have every meal catered by a 5-star chef. There was supposed to be a luxury yacht. All these great bands were lined up. All the tents and all on the beach were supposed to be these very luxurious tents. They ended up looking like a rescue shelter from, I can't use that one again, from Syria. It looked like a Syria rescue center.
These tickets, by the way, to get there, like full like flight down there, place to stay, food, everything, $12,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these people
really
got
upset.
Cheese sandwiches for lunch,
yeah,
one
two
day.
Pieces of bread with cheese and a small piece of lettuce.
Okay, I would be really upset though if I spent that kind of money and only got what I could make at home
in the Bahamas.
Yeah, yes.
Man, the people from Coachella and freaking Burning Man must have been having a fit about the cheese part of those sandwiches.
You at least gotta give people shrooms if you're gonna give them a cheese sandwiches, right?
A cheese sandwich with shrooms.
No, but it's one of those things that they actually came back. They're issuing refunds. They're saying next year they're going to try it again, but it's going to be on an American beach, and it's going to be a lot smaller and a lot more accessible. They're going to try to make sure the bands don't drop out, because they had, like, Blink-182 lined up for this thing, and Blink was like, bye, we're out. It's been fun. You can stick around and beat the traffic, or you can head out home and beat your... Sorry, I messed that joke up anyways.
Wow.
The line is you can leave now and beat the traffic, or you can stick around and beat your ta-da. Okay.
Wow.
Ta-da, never heard it called that before.
That's radio editing right there.
That's right.
It's magic.
It's where the magic happens.
What about you, Cassie? Would you want to experience this the situation?
I would totally want to experience it, but not for that much, for so little. Like, right. If I paid $2,000 and was served grilled cheese sandwich, I like
grand.
Love grilled cheese sandwiches, by the way.
Yeah, this
if
was
it
wasn't $12,000.
If it was grilled cheese sandwiches and I was in a little makeshift tent that I could build in my backyard on a Bahama beach and I paid $2,000, yeah, I'm down.
So you'd
but
pay
12,
$2,000 to live on the beach. Cheese sandwich.
Hey, first off, I already live off grilled cheese sandwiches. That would be like an everyday thing for me. The tent, again, everyday thing for me as well. I hang out in my backyard a lot, okay? But
you can do that for free.
Yeah, you can.
I know.
Why would you want to pay $2,000 for that?
In Venice Beach.
Okay. Enough. Let's move on. Last hashtag. Hashtag glamicide.
Yay.
Netflix series 13 Reasons is currently caught up in a controversy over the glamorization of suicide and has led schools to warn parents about teens possibly wanting to kill themselves. So the question, do you think shows like this help address issues or create more?
Ooh, I think it could do a little bit of both. I think it could bring insight to someone who may have a loved one that's suffering, as well as maybe enlighten someone who's causing the suffering for that person.
Okay, so enlighten the bullies, enlighten the people who are...
Within the family of the person who's suffering from depression. However, you know, at the same time, it could give someone else incentive to try. That's
exactly.
Always the risk.
It gives them the idea of, oh, this will glorify me in some way by killing myself. Like, that's where the other half of this conversation is kind of going. Mm. And
go out a hero.
Yeah,
unquote.
But like social media has a factor of that too. I mean, think about all the kids on Instagram and doing all that stuff, acting dumb and accidentally killing themselves on camera. I mean, that already happened so much.
And even to the point of this conversation started on social media. It didn't start anywhere else. Like, so this could have gone almost anywhere, but somebody on social media decided one day that they could write this down and say that this is a bad show. I don't know what it is. I've never watched it. I have no true opinion.
I'm going to watch it now.
I'm not.
Totally going to.
Do it.
I'm impressionable.
Let us know.
That's why I was going to do it. I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Maybe 2 episodes if I can handle it. I don't know.
So stick around for Hollywood's review of 13
Reasons Why.
But you know what? Also stick around, because we're coming back into segment 4 with a little new game for you guys. Yay. Or it's not even really a game. I guess it's a list meets a game. But as always, we'll be right back. Keep checking us out here and at Zaboy's Media, .podbean.com, or at Twitter at Zaboy's Media. We'll be back.
Eat up.
local music in North Texas has a voice, and you can hear it Saturday nights on The Local Lounge. Join me, your host, Zach Killian, as I bring in musicians, directors, and local talent as they discuss humble beginnings, rock star moments, and how to make it in today's local music scene. It's The Local Lounge, Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30, only on Talk Radio 1190.
I'm the largest wholesale car dealer in the Southwest United States. At GiveMeTheVIN.com, you have a direct link to me right now. I'll even buy your trade through your dealer so you get the tax credit, or send you to one of mine if you wish. You wanted to get hooked up with the right guy, the guy that all the pros sell to? That happens to be myself, John Clay Wolf, at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car!
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear!
Do you spend your nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping? Can't sit through a movie or have trouble peeing? If so, you may be one of the 50% of adult men suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from a weak stream, frequent urgency, discomfort during urination, or even a diminished sex drive, then listen to this. There's now a major breakthrough to help get these problems under control. Prosvent is a doctor-formulated blend of natural herbs and nutrients specifically designed to help promote the health of your prostate. It's so effective, relief is guaranteed within 30 days.
This is wonderful stuff. Remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
To get a free bottle of Prosvent with your order, call 800-480-3869 or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Remember, call 800-480-3869 or go to yourfreebottle.com. That's 800-480-3869. Supplies are limited, so call 800-480-3869 now.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0707 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0707.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the annual Buy One, Get One Free sale at Ace, where you'll find amazing BOGOs throughout the entire store. Buy Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, get Scott's Lawn Food free. Buy a Roundup Pump and Go 1.33 gallon, get a Roundup Refill free. Buy Ace 20-pound Sunflower Seed, get 20-pound Wild Bird Feed free. Hurry in now to save big on these and many more Buy One, Get One Free offers throughout the store. Sale ends Sunday. Offers valid at participating stores. Scott's products cover 5,000 square feet. See store for details.
Join Dallas's Mental Health Walk to raise awareness and fight stigma at NAMI Walks Dallas, Saturday, May 13th at Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco. Find out more and register today at NAMIWalks.org/Dallas.
And now for something completely different.
It's time to play the game.
And now, welcome back to the Savoy's Radio Show with your new host for the day. His name.
It's all about his name. The game.
Tim the Brain Box, thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
His name, I love it. Okay, guys, welcome back. We are playing Ace. Kind of a game. We're calling it a game. It's going to be a game from here on out, so we're going to call it. But again, if you want to join us, you know the number. It's 214 or 817-787-1190. Let me give you all a quick rundown of what we're doing here on this game, guys. Basically, we all live in the South, right?
Yep. Born and raised.
I'd assume so.
Okay. I think that was all yeses. So the way we talk down here is a little different from how they talk up in the North, those Yankees.
So I hear.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to throw out some scenarios, and you guys are going to tell me what it is I'm explaining in your words. And I'm going to figure out who here thinks like a northerner and who thinks like a southerner. So starting off, let's say you're about to go for a run. What do you put on your feet?
Oh, me?
Anyone, all of you.
I call them kicks. Shoes? Or sneaks.
Kicks or sneaks? What do you put?
Shoes.
Shoes, Sheldon?
Tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes. Okay, so Sheldon, you're obviously a Southerner so far. Cassie, you are a Northerner, apparently. And Will, I don't know what the heck you are, because shoes is pretty broad.
He's a gremlin.
He's a gremlin. Right. He's just in the middle.
He's an Oompa Loompa, actually.
Oompa,
okay.
Oompa.
So you're out for dinner.
I will continue.
And you decide that you want a sugary beverage. So how would you order that?
A sugary beverage?
At a restaurant.
I don't. Well, I'll only order
Hey,
water.
What can I get you to drink?
Water.
Pop. I don't think water is a sugary beverage.
Lemonade. So,
I will take a Coke.
Okay, so Will's a Southerner. You too are apparently a Southerner, Sheldon. And Cassie, again, this is just weird now.
I don't drink soda.
Apparently in the North they call it soda. I always thought they called it pop.
Yeah, that's pop. I'm from Detroit, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was pop.
I always thought it was pop in the North, too. Hey, this is all according to internet lists. Oh, I didn't go and like survey a bunch of people from the North and the South, like Family Feud or anything.
That'd be cool.
Let somebody else do it.
Okay, so you walk into a Target and you need something to put all of your stuff in. So what do you grab?
Shopping cart.
I was just going to say a cart.
Yeah, cart.
Cart all around? You're all Northerners, because apparently here in the South, we call them buggies.
What?
I call it a cart, too.
I've never heard anyone call it a buggy.
I am nowhere near that.
Other than that redneck lady in the Walmart who's like, hey, Clay, just go grab a buggy. We got to get it.
That's true.
That's the South.
Clay, I'll do when you're done.
Okay, congratulations. 98% on your English final. Did you make the grade or get the grade?
Say it again.
98% on your file.
So you made a 98 on your paper.
So that's like an A+.
How do you tell somebody? How do you tell someone what you made? You go around to mom. Hey, mom, I
made a B+.
Okay.
That's an A++.
You
no, it's not.
So you made
98.
Yeah.
A 98?
98, yeah.
Yeah, that's an A+. Never mind.
You run up to your mom and you say what now?
A+.
No, but you say, you'd say, hey, mom.
I made an A+.
Okay.
Yeah, Cassie? That's what I would say, too.
I got an A+.
Man, you are a Northerner. got an A+ or got a 98 would be a Northern thing. Made is apparently a Southern way of speaking.
Wait, what?
Made the grade?
Made
the grade.
Yeah, I made a 98 is the way that we say it in the South.
Typical white person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be pasty.
So you're out shopping or, I don't know, running errands, and someone's very rude to you.
Ooh.
What do you say to them?
Oh, wait, is it a saying or a gesture? Because there's
it can be. Just answer the question, basically. I'll tell you where we're falling here.
If they're rude to
someone just cuts you off in traffic and
I give them a gesture.
Give them a gesture?
Yeah.
It's nothing I can say on the air, but the gesture is involved.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Yeah, I totally
That's the
say that.
Okay.
Do you not see me here? I'm driving.
Well, apparently in the South, we like to say to people when they're being rude to us, oh, bless your heart. Again, this is obviously
I've never
Dixie.
Said those words in my life.
Yeah, I say that when the child's ugly. I'll be like, oh, bless your heart. Ooh.
Apparently, we're all living in Dixie right now. No, apparently,
I thought
Northerners,
that was whenever I had to say this.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I say that too. Or, oh, my stars.
Northerners apparently like to say, stop being a huge.
I can't play that on
bum,
here.
Ba-dum-ba-bum.
Okay, so you're driving down the road.
Yes.
And you see two cars collide.
Ooh.
What would you call that?
An accident.
Winning.
A couple morons hitting an inanimate object.
No, I'm saying you see two cars collide.
That's what I'm calling it. Collision.
Oh, a collision.
Violator?
A wreck.
Thank you, Violator, for being a Southerner, because
yes!
Car accident's the Northern thing to say. And
really?
I don't know. Detroit, I guess you guys are getting a little weird.
Man, we're just used to it.
Yeah.
We made the cars.
Yeah, good point.
We made the cars.
It is Detroit, after all.
I have no idea.
So you go to the store to order yourself a long sandwich with lots of meats and veggies on it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you want to ask this question?
Yeah. What do you call it? What are you ordering?
A salami sandwich.
A sub.
Yeah, I don't know.
A sub is the Southern way of putting it, because apparently in the North we call it a hero.
Really? I've never
I
heard
I thought
that
was Greek.
No, that's gyro.
Gyro.
Yeah, gyro or
gyro.
What's the
gyro.
Difference?
A gyro sandwich. Okay.
Do you want me to gyro for you?
I'm ready to fight. Let's go.
Okay. Back to your corners, gentlemen. Here we go, number 8. During the summertime as a child, you would run around and catch these kinds of bugs. What do you call these bugs that have a tendency to...
Lightning bugs.
Okay.
Fireflies.
Okay.
Fireflies.
Fireflies is the southern response. Northerners call them lightning bugs.
Damn it!
What happened to all the fireflies? I don't like this one.
They're extinct.
I don't see them as much.
Right.
That one guy wrote a song about them. They disappeared.
Aww.
You know, thousand
Owl City?
Yes, thank you.
That'd be enough to make me run off.
So you're going down the highway, and you see a large truck with a trailer coming down the road. What do you call that kind of truck?
An 18-wheeler.
Well, is that what we're referring to? Or are we referring to a truck with an actual trailer?
Well, those boxes on the back are trailers, so...
Well, an 18-wheeler is different than a truck with a trailer.
It doesn't matter.
Not to me.
Anybody else got an answer for this one?
Tractor trailer.
You call that right? Really?
Tractor trailer?
You northerner. You dirty northerner. Yes, the northern response is a tractor trailer, and the southern response is an 18-wheeler.
Yes! Wait, who's winning?
So far, I think you are. I haven't really been keeping score because the points don't matter, like always. Okay, yeah. Lastly.
Okay.
You're calling up a group of people. How do you refer to that group of people?
Y'all.
My people.
My people.
My peeps.
I can't say it because I'm not black.
Okay. Yes, y'all would be the southern response. The northern response would be yous guys.
Oh, yeah.
Utes.
I have a friend's grandma who says that all the time, yous guys. I always wondered where that came from. I just figured it was like a lisp or something.
Now we're going to change it up just a little bit. This is more not just how things are said, but I guess just different. It's the same, really. It's the same. It's just a new list of words. Mini river crustaceans. What do you call these?
Crawdads.
Anybody else?
Shrimp.
Cassie?
I said creek.
You call them creek?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mini river crustaceans?
Mini river crustaceans?
Yes, crawdads is how we refer to them in the north. Apparently in the south we call them crawfish.
What's the difference?
A crawdad is apparently a northern term along with crayfish.
Hey, a daddy's a lot better.
Yeah.
Crawfish.
Crawdaddy.
That's what we're talking about. Who's your daddy? Weird.
Okay.
A crawdaddy.
Mm.
So here's what we're going to do on this one. I'm going to give you the word. I want you to tell me what it is.
Okay.
A pasty.
Sticky note.
Meat-filled pastry.
A thingy that goes over a woman's...
Yep. Congratulations, gentlemen. You both got that. Yes, the northern is a meat-filled pastry. The southern is something that goes over a stripper's nipple.
My side won the war, Will.
Here's another. That was so messed up.
Everything's a pasty, apparently.
Okay. Here's the next one. Sugar. What is sugar?
Suga?
The white stuff you use to sweeten food.
Okay. Anybody else got an answer for what sugar is?
Azúcar? That's the Spanish word for sugar.
Yes, that's right. Really, salt? South.
Is it sweet salt?
Sweet salt? No. Apparently in the north, sugar is what you sweeten baking goods with. In the south, sugar is a kiss. You know, give me some sugar.
Oh.
Pour some sugar on me.
I say kissy.
Pour some sugar on me.
Here's a good
name
one.
Name of love.
Pitcher.
Of lemonade.
The guy that throws the ball in baseball.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is, but I think that's universal.
A pitcher is for a beverage.
Okay, so yes, in the south, a container that holds a beverage is a pitcher. In the north, apparently it's a photograph. Hey, let me take your pitcher.
Oh, pitcher.
I figured that would be southern.
That's what I would imagine, too. But
yeah.
That's weird.
That's last one.
Speech condition.
Last one. Here we go. Dressing.
Oh, that's definitely something that goes on your salad.
Yeah.
Something you use to mix in, like, your coleslaw.
No. It's the breading for your turkey.
There you go. That's the southern response. The northern is salad dressing.
Damn it!
And with that, the winner is, I'm saying, all of us, just because we're learning.
Winners.
We're learning, and if you're learning, you're winning, right?
That's how the world works. I learned something new today. Did anybody else learn something new today?
Absolutely not.
Woohoo!
So, with that, you hear that sound coming up, right?
It's magical.
That's the storm rolling in.
I know, I can feel it.
No, actually, guys.
Actually, look out the window. It's kind of foggy right now.
It is kind of foggy.
That's crazy.
Stay safe out there, Dallas, because that is us. We are ZaBoys. You can always find us at ZaBoysMedia.podbean.com, which this show will be up on very shortly after.
Woo-hoo.
You can also follow us at Facebook at Facebook.com/ZaBoys Media Network or on Twitter at... Anybody got that one? You know it? Anybody? Come on.
Oh, quick.
At ZaBoys Media.
At ZaBoys Media. Thank you, Violator.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Violator
follow
wins
us.
The game after
Tweet
that point.
Me.
Stick around, ladies and gentlemen, for Zach Killian and the Local Lounge with his guests, Richard Haskins and Lydia Lowe.
Oh, I love Zach.
Have a good one. Manawea.